There we go. How about that? A little loud even. Drew's going to fix us. Drew takes good care of us. Actually, I think I was here like at the original one 35 years ago.
The original one 35 years ago?
I think so. Something like that. Yeah, I am a granddaddy. It's good to be with you. What we're going to talk about for the next hour and a half or so, I'm going to give you the opportunity to use the tools that the rich people use to do the asset protection, the tax planning, the business structuring, the estate planning, identity. I mean, it all melts together after a minute. Before we get started, I need to take a little inventory with you for 2 seconds. How many of you have a bank account? You raise your hand. Didn't have any money in it, okay? How many of you own your own home? Everybody in here homeowner? Good, good. Who's a little business be? Who owns a little business? And that could be real estate. Let me see your hands. Good. You guys listen up. We're going to be talking to you. How many of you would like to get ahead financially a whole lot faster? Let me ask that question. Oh, all hands go up. Understand that. Understand that. I need to ask one more question, though. How many of you have honestly thought about the possibility that your house, your bank account, your car, your little business, that these things could be taken away from you? Let me see your hands if that's something you've thought about. In today's society, that's something you need to think about. And as a specialized attorney, I'm going to show you this morning, step by step, how to protect yourselves, how to protect your property, and how to get ahead financially a whole lot faster. But if I'm going to help you, you've got to do 4 things for yourselves today. First of all, you've got to protect yourselves against the disasters, the tragedies that threaten your family's financial security. I'm going to give you the tools. You can do it. No problem. Okay. Secondly, the major reason most of you aren't getting ahead financially quite as fast as you want to is you're probably paying too much in income taxes. How many of you felt like you paid too much in income tax on the last go? No. Look, you need to learn how to use the tools that I give you. You need to learn how to use the law. You can make an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 grand a year, no problem. Third thing you each need to do is you need to plan right now. So a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of property isn't lost. At the death of a family member, now that death might be yours, mom's, dad's, it doesn't matter who dies. Unless the family's done their homework in advance, a lot of time, money, property's going to be lost. You don't want to do that. You want to go right out and around that problem, don't you? You can. You go out and around it, no problem. The fourth thing you each need to do is you need to learn how to use the law to make money. I'm going to show you how to reposition yourselves in the law. So you go out, you make more money you never thought possible. It's very subtle what we're going to talk about. But everybody who's successful today understands they need to do something offensively to use the law, not only to protect themselves, but to get ahead financially. We're going to get started. We're going to do a little what I call some CYA work. Now, tell me, what does CYA stand for? Cover your what? Assets. Yes, that's right. Look, before you change jobs, you start your real estate investing, whatever it is you're doing, you better make sure that your tail's covered. Because, look, if you're chasing your dreams out here under this windmill and your tail isn't covered, your tail's going to get shot off. But we don't whip our 45s and blow each other away today. We whip our lawyers and we sue each other to death. So you're going to have to learn to defend yourselves against that kind of attack. Now, this kind of armor, it won't do you any good. Lawyers, they fight their battles with paper. You're going to have to learn to defend yourselves with paper. But you all remember the old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword? It's true. It's absolutely true. You write it down. The way I show you how to write it down, tools I give you, you protect yourselves. You protect your property. No problem. But you do have to write it down. Tell me, what have you got to do? I want to hear it. You write it down or forget it. All bets are off. You're going to have to change the way you think a little bit. 20, 30 years ago, you had a nice accident out here, 71, your hometown freeway. Your chance of being sued, 30, 40%. Today, you have a nice accident out on the freeway. What's your chances of being sued? 100's optimistic, even for the lawyers, okay? It is about 80, 85. We're changing. We're changing the way we deal with each other. The sheer fact of the matter is, we're graduating so many lawyers today that in order to eat, these guys got to sue anything that walks. So I watched y'all walk in during the break. Well, that means you're a target today. You get sued today, you can lose everything you own. That's a critical word. You watch for that word as we go along. Oh, you all know you might get sued for something you do today, tomorrow, or the next day. But what you may not understand is things you did 20 years ago, they didn't have any legal significance back then. But they now have a huge legal significance. Architects, engineers, doctors, accountants, these kind of guys, they've worried about something called deferred liability for a long time. The sad part is the general public, well, you don't even know what you have to worry about, let alone what you have to do to protect yourself, protect your property. Let me identify with you first then. What are the disasters, the tragedies that take away your family's financial security? This is the audience participation part, okay? Death. Is death a disaster, or is that just a natural state for half these people today, huh? Family loses money two ways when somebody dies. Taxes are what you pay the government. Probate's what you pay the lawyers. Have nothing to do with each other. We're going to go right out and around both of them. I'm going to run out of battery in my clicker, it says. Can Drew give me another battery for the clicker? At any rate. So death is a good one. The lawsuit's the one we're alluding to, isn't it? Lawsuit comes along, form, sizes, shapes, colors. Is it possible today that you could do absolutely nothing wrong and lose everything you've worked your whole life for because of something that your spouse or your kid or your business partner or your tenant or somebody else does? Is that possible today? Yes or no? Yeah. I mean, the Evans, our neighbors, they're up in the bedroom middle of the night, a few years back, heard somebody downstairs. Mr. Evans, he gets his gun and he goes downstairs. Sure enough, there's this burglar down there. This guy's broken a window and he's coming through the broken window. He's cut his arm real bad and he's standing there bleeding. Mr. Evans holds the gun on him. Mrs. Evans goes, calls sheriff. Sheriff comes, gets him, takes him to hospital, gets him patched up, throws him in jail. And about 3 weeks later, what happens? The Evans got sued by the burglar. Oh, no, they were supposed to call an ambulance, not the sheriff. This burglar, he's real professional. He's cut a nerve in his arm. He's standing there bleeding. I mean, he's kind of nervous. That makes his arm numb. That hurts his profession, doesn't it? No, seriously, though. The Evans, they weren't fabulously wealthy. They didn't understand they were supposed to have a legal shield out in front of their property. They didn't understand they were supposed to move their property out and around behind the shield, protect it, so that when they got sued, there wasn't anything to take away. And if there's nothing to take away, how often are you going to get sued, huh? I mean, they lost a lot of time. They lost $50,000 just defending the lawsuit. The legal system is the most powerful system we have in our nation today. You get sued, you're going to spend every dime you've got defending the lawsuit. Either that or you lose. Thank you. That's the way the system's set up. Biggest mistake you're going to make today. In fact, biggest mistake you're going to make for your financial careers is to sit here today and say, Phillips, he's not talking to me. I don't have enough to worry about yet. If that's your attitude, I'll guarantee you'll never be wealthy. You've all come here to find another way to make more money, haven't you? The irony of it is, you learn how to use the legal tools I have here for you. You learn how to use the law. You go out, you make more money at whatever it is you do. You don't have to change what you're doing. All you have to do is reposition yourselves in the law. You want to see if it works? It works. All you have to do is reposition yourselves in the law. You think about it. The rich people you know, they use the tax laws. They use the contract law. They use these laws to their benefit, and they leverage what they do, and they create wealth. You can't build a house from the roof down. What have you got to have first? You can't build a financial fortune from the roof down either. What have you got to have first? The question is, why don't you have this legal structure, this foundation in place already? Tell me. Ignorant, lack of knowledge. I'll buy that. That's not going to be any excuse here in a minute, though. You understand that? It's expensive. You get into the law office. Are lawyers expensive these days? Yes or no? Oh, yeah, big time. In fact, when the Evans got sued by their burglar, they finally figured out their burglar was cheaper than their lawyer. So they paid the burglar and the guy went away. You pay the lawyer, the guy keeps coming back to you. You ever notice that? Now look, client's dying here and he has his two lawyers comes down on either side of the bed. After a minute, they're standing on either side of the bed. They look down at the client and they say, hey man, how come we're here? And the client looks back up at them and he says, well, you know, I didn't live a very good life. I couldn't live like Christ. So I figured the least I could do is die like Christ in between two thieves. You get it in a minute. Okay. The lawsuit. That's something that takes... I've got death and lawsuits. What other financial disasters do you guys face? Audits, the tax. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm really upset about this. Do you realize that the IRS's budget this year is $12 billion? Next year, their budget has already been approved, signed, sealed, and delivered. $100 billion. Just put that in perspective for you. In fact, the IRS is one of your major financial threats, isn't it? You're going to spend more money with the IRS than you do your kids' college education, your mortgages, everything else put together. I'm going to teach you how to use the legal tools. I'm going to teach you how to make an extra $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 a year. That's later. What I'm going to talk about right now is where they reach up, they grab you by the leg, and they pull you all the way down under, and they drown you. Well, a young man starts a business. Business goes well for a couple of years. Then he receives a notice from the IRS that says, oh, by the way, 2 years over here before you started your business, you owe taxes. He hasn't even thought of his business. They're saying he owes taxes. He fights them off for a while. Then he misses one of the 10-day notices that the IRS is sending out, goes down to the bank and writes out a check, and the banker says, hey, buddy, your check's no good. The IRS closed your account 3 days ago. They'd come in, taking all the money they needed to out of the business accounts. Just make sure they covered the tails. They took both their personal checking, savings accounts, and seized both their homes. I worked on that case for a year. Poor people spent about $8,000 fighting the IRS. Finally, I found somebody in the IRS who says, gee, I guess we made a mistake. Could the IRS make a mistake? In this room, how many of you know somebody the IRS has made a mistake on? Let me see your hands. I mean, look around. That is incredible. I have 16 hours of audio instructions, and I identify 7 or 8 ways in there that the IRS reaches up, grabs you, pulls you all the way down under, and drowns you. I mean, I've seen families just be wiped out by the IRS before. $64,000 question. What have you done to move your property out and around some sort of a legal shield so that when the IRS is barreling down the road at you, you're standing off over here behind this legal shield, and you just watch the IRS go right on by. Just, oh. Well, how many of you would like to protect yourselves from the IRS like that? Let me see your hands. You can't do it. These legal tools, these entities and things that we're going to talk about, they can do it. You move your property out and around, then the IRS can't get you. And in fact, it's not only the IRS. You're going to deal with a lot of government agencies before you're through. EPA, OSHA, they're suing little businesses right and left these days. You guys are all doing the real estate. You're going to get sued for the lead paint. Statistically, you're going to put a family member in the rest home in the next 10 years. Family member goes in rest home, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month in rest home bills. Now, use these tools. You move your property out and around behind the shield now. Then when the family member goes in the rest home, the government will immediately start to pay that rest home bill. Can you do this, yes or no? Yeah. There again, you have to use the legal tools. But that's just one of dozens and dozens of ways that I teach you how to use the law to make more money. I mean, if you do that, that just gave you an extra $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month in cash flow, didn't it? So these are ways that you can use the law to make more money. So I've got death, I've got lawsuits, I've got taxes. What other financial disasters do you guys face? How many of you are married? Let me see your hands. That's a financial disaster, isn't it? No, what is it? It's the divorce. You've been through it, Mom, Dad. Hey, whoever's getting divorced here in here this week, you listen up. When we get to the part about the family limited partnership, you take good notes. Because you can control the financial outcome of the divorce very effectively with that legal tool. Now, you better look over and see if your spouse is taking good notes. If your spouse is taking good notes, you better be taking really good notes, okay? Actually, divorce is just another form of the lawsuit. That's all that one is. I've got death, divorce, lawsuits, taxes, illness. Can a family lose a financial fortune because somebody gets sick? When I say asset protection, your knee-jerk reaction is lawsuit. No. 56% of all bankruptcies in the United States are a result of somebody in the family gets sick. The question is, are you going to lose your real estate because somebody in the family gets sick? And the answer for most of you is yeah. I mean, I'm not supposed to be an asset protection tax type lawyer. I never dreamed that I would be a counselor to the United States of the Supreme Court, which I am. I'm supposed to be a patent attorney. Oh, I have a bachelor's degree in geology, physics, master's degree in analytical nuclear chemistry. and a doctorate in law. I went out of law school. I was one of the highest paid lawyers. I went out and I worked for 3 weeks in the big time patents firm. And at the end of 3 weeks, 10 years of education was gone. Oh, I live in a nice area of the city, live up on a little hill. My block and the block next to us live 38 MDs. They call this little hill Pill Hill, right? One Sunday, I figure I'm having chest pain. So my wife, she gets on the phone, she calls up Mary. Now, Mary and Leland, they're good friends, live 4 or 5 houses down the hill. Leland happens to be the local cardiologist. So my wife gets hold of Mary and says, hey, Mary, Lee's having chest pains. Could Leland look at him? Mary says, sure, come on down. So I went down to Leland's house that night, and he looked at me there in the home. And on the way out down the big entry hall, I remember he made a real strange statement. He says, you know, Lee, anytime somebody's seriously ill, they can go to the hospital, they can recover their health, they can live a normal life. And I thought, yeah, Leland, I mean, you're the cardiologist. You deal with people who die all the time. I understand. And then he said, oh, by the way, Lee, I'd like you to check yourself in the hospital tomorrow. I'm going to have a bed ready for you. I want to run a test. So the next day, I'm strapped onto the x-ray machine. My wife, she's up in the control room behind a glass panel with all radiologists. Three of them live on our block, our street, good friends. And I notice they take her out. Then one of my good friends, radiologist Gary, he comes and he stands alongside the x-ray table and he says, well, you're having chest pains. And I thought, well, good, then it's not all in my head, huh? He says, you've got a tumor. It's a little over 8 inches in diameter. It's around your left kidney. It's crowded up against your heart. Your heart's having a hard time. I said, Gary, can you take it out? My friend Gary said, no, no, no. Lee would never operate on you. We've done a CT scan on your entire body now. Lee, you have very advanced cancer. Your cancer now involves all the organs in your body. I said, Gary, what does that mean? And my friend Gary stood there and he said, Lee, I expect to live another 2 to 3 weeks. And that ruins your day. I spent the next 5 months in an isolation intensive care unit at a university hospital. I didn't work for 3 years. Do you want to ask me what an illness does to a small financial fortune or no financial fortune? I mean, I understand. I know exactly how it works. We're not talking I was just sick. We're talking this is a major battle. I'm not exactly a fat character today, am I? As I stand today, I weigh 85 pounds more than when I left the hospital. I'm twice the man I used to be. I mean, I don't even remember it. I remember losing my hair, though. Any of you remember losing your hair? I mean, with chemotherapy, okay, you guys? I remember I woke up in the middle of the night, I was choking, spitting this hair, and it was all over the pillow, and I got the bed tray, I just went across the bed, and a little drawer in them, pulled this little drawer out, and then I just literally took all my hair off, and I put it in the little drawer. And for the next few months, people would come into the hospital, and they'd say, oh, Lee, you've lost your hair. And I'd say, no, I haven't, it's right here in the drawer. Look, I took an inventory with you when we started. I wasn't asking stupid questions. You all said, you've got your bank account. You've got your rental property. You've got your house. You've got your little business. Now, you make a mistake in operating the little business, they're going to take the business away from you. You make a mistake in buying a piece of real estate, they're going to take the piece of real estate away from you. If they don't get satisfaction here with the piece of real estate, can they come get your house too? Yes or no? Yeah, one mistake is all you're entitled to. And then it goes wham, 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 all the way around the circle and wipes you out. You all remember rich kid in your high school class? Those are rich kid, every one of your high school classes. This kid went out of high school and he showed up 3 or 4 years later operating dad's big business. And you're going, man, how can he do that? I'm smarter than he is. As a matter of fact, you probably are smarter than he is. The catch is, he's born into a family that already has this legal structure, this foundation. Kid makes a mistake, womp, falls back down onto the structure. It doesn't go wham, 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 wham all the way and wipe him out. Or it hurts. Hurts right here in this corner. But this corner is legally protected from this corner. It's shielded from this corner. Everything isn't all held together like this. This is how you all own your property. Look, if you're going to understand how to protect yourselves, how to protect your property, you're going to have to learn how to use the legal tools I give you today. And there are 4 or 5 points to the law that we need to go through. Should we do it? Okay, let's do it. First one I want to talk about is something called a blank screen. General partnership. If I were to ask 2 or 3 of you to raise your hand and say, yeah, I'm in a general partnership. You don't want to be in a general partnership, because in the general partnership, each one of the partners is jointly and severably liable. That means you're legally responsible for what the other guy is doing. Never place yourselves in a position where you're legally responsible for what the other guy's doing. Now, problem is, there aren't just one or two of you in this room in a general partnership. A full 60% of you in this room are in a general partnership. I know that. It's the only legal relationship that you can be in with somebody and not have to have a written piece of paper. Oh, I got a piece of paper for you. It's the last one in the accumulation preservation wealth set. In the business planning section. These are all of the legal documents that I use for business stuff in my law office. These are all the legal documents that I use for my clients for their personal stuff. By the way, did you catch the name, the accumulation preservation wealth? How many of you would like to accumulate and preserve wealth? That's what we're doing. That's what these legal tools let you do. Let me explain this system to you for 2 minutes. This is the system that I use, that you can use, and you can go downtown, you can go to any one of the big law firms, the big glass buildings, and they're going to charge you somewhere between $2,000 and $10,000 and give you one, just one of these legal documents. And it's going to look just like that one, almost. How do I know it's going to look like this one? Lawyers get together, and they create what are called uniform acts. The Uniform LLC Act was 2006. You didn't hear about an LLC in 2006 until that time. But we have 180 some odd of these uniform acts. Bankruptcy, divorce, trusts, corporations, LLCs. And so the document fits what it does. Now, there are little differences. I understand that in the different states. So what I've done is I've prepared 16 hours of CDs. Yeah, we used to be on CDs. 16 hours of audio instruction for you. It's not on a CD. It's on one of these little thumb drive things. But what you do is you listen to it, and I go through it, and we tell you the little differences in each one of the states so that you can understand what it is. Everything is all cataloged for you. There's an index, about 30 pages of index, in the personal planning section. So you don't have to listen to 16 hours. You can go exactly to where you want. People call me up all the time and thank me for saving them a lot of time. Because when you save a lot of time, you can do whatever you want to do. What do you like to do? I don't know. I'm a beach kind of guy. Christy and I, we go to lots of beaches. We were in Hawaii a number of years ago, and a guy comes running across the street through traffic and accosts us. And I'm going, man, what's he want? He says, you're Lee Phillips, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And he says, 5 or 6 years ago, I was at one of your events. I got your materials, and I started to use it. We were going to get divorced, my wife and I. She's here with me because we were having financial problems. I used the entities. I started to do the tax stuff. And I had more money. We didn't get divorced. And he says, everybody was nipping at my heels. They're suing me. They're taking my business. They were after me. And I started to implement the asset protection. And it just leveled out. It went away. And everybody says, Lee, give me a happy story. Well, that's about as happy as I can get. We were pretty happy. He was happy. Christy and I were happy. But most of the people I never hear from, because if it levels out and you go on and you become better off financially, more secure mentally, I'm going to say, then I never hear back from you. But it works. It works all the time. So you have to listen to the audio, and I give you the little differences, state. And man, did I get off track. General partnership. No lawyers ever brought you in, set you down across the desk and said, okay, let's see if you're in a general partnership. I told you 60% of you were in one. Let me give you the definition. You think, what am I describing? No, it's not marriage. Two or more individuals engaging in a common activity. What's that? No, it's not marriage. There's a third part. Two or more individuals engage in common activity with the intent to make money. Marriage? Who are you doing your deal with? Your kid, even. That's a partnership. When he's on the way to Home Depot and hits the kid in the crosswalk, it's your fault, your suit. Stay out of these legal traps, these legal holes. If you can avoid just one or two of these legal traps during your lifetime, that's the difference between retiring broke on Social Security and being able to go on a cruise and do whatever you want, guys. You don't have to make gobs of money, but you do have to understand how to stay out of the traps. You're smart people, but nobody's ever set you down and said, here's the trap. The smart people walk out and around the trap. But you got to know what it is first. So I sit you down and I give you the traps. And you're going to compare your life to these traps. And then you can stop going backwards. You understand what I mean by going backwards? We can start to do things. Let's start to build something. The next point I want to talk about is something called a limited partnership. Now, a limited partnership is very different than a general partnership. Because in a limited partnership, the limited partners are only liable to lose up to the amount that they invest in the deal. Do I have anybody in here in a limited partnership already? Raise your hand. We got a bunch of them. They're excellent tools. You don't need to have a company to do one. Any one of you can do one. How many of you have been down and seen on file what we call a certificate of limited partnership interest? Where's my limited partners? This piece of paper's got to be on file down at the recorder's office. When you use the accumulation preservation wealth set, you're going to know what these babies looks like. This piece of paper's got to be on file. Six or seven other things that I teach you about in the audios, they've all got to be done for you in order to qualify you as a limited partner. Okay, here we go. Boom, the deal blows up. We know you put your $10,000 in. Your name's not on the list down there as a limited partner. What you got to be? General partner. And at that point, you don't just lose your $10,000. You lose $250,000 because that's your share of this deal, not as a limited partner, but as a general partner. Now, here's the problem. Can you always trust the lawyers and the promoters and the real estate guys and the CPA guys and all these guys to do everything they're supposed to do for you, yes or no? Not likely. My wife, she has two aunts in town. I call them Ding and Dong. They really are. They run one of these little restaurant things in the middle of the mall where they hand you the hot dog as you walk by. They call me up 3 or 4 weeks before taxes and they say, hey, Lee, our account says we can't do this, this, this. Now, I know the law. If you know the law, can you make money? Yes or no? Yeah, I made them an extra 10 grand that year. What do you do with your accountant at that point? Point of the matter is, you may not have to know how to fill out your own tax return forms. But you darn well better know whether that guy's leading you down the primrose path or not. And the easiest profession in the world to lead somebody down the primrose path is the, not the accountant, the legal profession. We go to school for an extra three years to learn how to speak and write so you can't understand us. Actually, I've written the all of the documents in the accumulation preservation wealth set for you in plain English. There's your subchapter S corporation. I've written everything for you. There aren't any blanks in this set. When it talks about you, it calls you by your name. You got to know what the piece of paper says, or it's no good to you. Look, let me show you what we can do with a limited partnership. In the accumulation preservation wealth set, I've got all the forms, and I teach you step by step how to set up a special type of limited partnership called a family limited partnership. How many of you have a piece of real estate again? Let me see your hands. We'll do it with a piece of real estate. Let's say you've got a single family. I'm going to teach you step by step how to get the single family into the limited partnership. Now, the first question you ask whenever you transfer a piece, a property, or any asset is, what's the first question? What's the tax? I've got to teach you how to get it into the limited partnership without a tax. You guys are putting your pieces of real estate in your limited partnerships or your LLCs or whatever it is. What's the tax? When you get audited, 9 out of 10 of you, the IRS is going to say there's a tax. You didn't do it right. So you've got to be able to move it in without the tax. So we get the piece of real estate. Right now you rent to the tenant. The tenant pays you the money. You put that money in your back pocket. On April 15, you pay tax on all rent you collected last year with whatever's left over after you pay the tax. Then you can help out your family members. You can give your kids dance lessons, piano lessons, send them over to Disney World. What? How many of you help family members, kids, parents financially? That's cool. But you're all doing it right now with what's called an after-tax dollar. Before you pay the piano teacher the dollar, you've already paid tax on it. If you could do all this with a dollar that wasn't taxed as much, or a dollar that wasn't taxed at all, would you get ahead financially a little bit faster? Yes or no? Let's do it. Would two of you guys pick up that table and bring it over here for me? Come on, you big muscles. Let's do it then. Don't have the tenant pay the money to you anymore. Have the tenant pay the money up to the family limited partnership. Thank you. Perfect, right there. Now, Section 704E of the IRS code says that money comes up through the partnership down to the child, the parent, whoever we want to support, and it's taxed right here, not taxed you anymore. This is called shifting income. I have 13 techniques in the Accumulation Preservation Wealth set to show you how to shift income. Say it, shifting income. Didn't hurt anybody's teeth, did it? Okay, we're going to shift income. You've got three kids and a grandparent, four kids. We're going to shift $4,000 of this rent up and around the circle. Kid gets $4,000 this year in income, each one of them. How much do you save? How much does the kid pay in taxes if he gets $4,000? Probably a little. But we've moved $16,000, four times four, $16,000 out of your wallet where you would have been paying full bore tax on it, over to the family's pocket, basically tax-free. That just gave you an extra $5,000 to spend this year. You saved the tax on the $16,000. You're in a 30% tax bracket, Fed, State, $5,000, right? How many of you like an extra $5,000 this year? Did you work any harder to get that $5,000? Did you make any funny investments? No. We just moved your money differently through the... Oh, wait. Your accountants never told you about 704E, have they? Why not? They know all about it. The reason is, as soon as they start to counsel you and tell you to do things, they become liable. They're going to take your numbers, they're going to plug them into the computer, they're going to spit out your taxes. What's the liability in that? Zero. They will not counsel you. If you walk in and say, let's do this, they'll say, wow, you're smarter than you look. That's a good idea. But they will not counsel you to do it because of the liability. The lawyers. That's your problem right there. But you got an extra $5,000. Right now, you own the building. You own it. Yours, husband, wife, name, joint, tenants, common. I don't know how you own your building, but you own your building. Wham! You're in the accident out on the freeway. They sue you. They take away everything you... Oh, that was lame. Everything you... Own. They just got your building. You've been a little smarter than that. Use the Accumulation Preservation Wealth set. Move it into the Family Limited Partnership. Now, we just put a legal barrier, a shield all the way out and around it. They can't take it away from you when you're in the accident out on the street. Additionally, it's not in your estate anymore. Dad dies. He didn't own the building. You don't have to pay tax on it. So you get the estate tax protection, the lawsuit protection, extra $5,000, all of a simple tool called a family limited partnership. How many of you can see where you might be able to use a family limited partnership as part of your foundation, your structure? Let me see your hands. Cool. I mean, this is critical, guys. You didn't leave your house. Leave all the doors open, windows unlocked. You put security lights around your house. You do whatever you can to protect your property from some sort of a thief. But you haven't done anything to protect your property from some sort of a legal or financial attack. And you've got a better chance today of losing property due to the legal or the financial attack than you do the common thief. You've been around a lot. I'm going to take one question. Vina's got me on a really short leash here. Go, fast.
If you're single, can you still use a family
Yeah, these don't have to be kids or grandparents. They can be your favorite lawyer. Anybody can be down there. Quick. If you don't have children, whoever you would want to benefit here, your god nephews or nieces or whoever it is. And there are a lot of people, and we're going to give you a lot of different tools today. Maybe you won't want to use this one. Okay? Any rate, it's critical you protect from the legal and the financial attack in addition to just the regular old thief on the street. And these are the tools you do it. The next point I want to talk about is something called the LLCs or the corporations. I'm going to lump the LLCs and the corporations together because everybody gets their LLC, their corporation, for this limited liability shield. And actually, they make excellent limited liability shields. How many of you in here have corporation LLC? Let me see your hands. We got 6 billion of you. Did anybody fill out their own paperwork, send it into the state, get the pretty seal on it and all that crap? A number of you. Can you do your own corporations? Can you do any of this legal work you want for yourself? Yes or no? Yeah. I mean, I've got a full corporate kit here for you. We've got the articles of incorporation, the bylaws, the organization meeting minutes, waivers and minutes. We've got all the LLC member manager stuff. I mean, it's all in here. And I'll dare say that using these materials, you can do it better than 80% of the lawyers on the street. But a majority of you in the room paid the lawyer. I like that. You pay the lawyer. Around here, you're going to pay him $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, whatever it is. You pay him, he's $2,000. He kisses you on both cheeks. It's the other cheeks. And you go out of there and go, wow, I got out of there only paying this guy $1,500, and I sure hope I didn't catch anything. You didn't hang around and have him explain to you. If you're going to have your corporation, your LLC, there are at least 16 things that you have to do every year under the law in order to maintain this corporate shield. You get sued. They're always going to sue you and the corporation. First thing you do is you get into court and you argue, hey, judge, can't sue me. Got to sue the corporation over there. See it? And the judge says, yeah, right, provided. The judge actually has this list of 16. He will start down the list. File articles of incorporation. Yes. Bylaws, I think so. Yes, I don't know. No. And at that point, the judge looks at you and says, hey, look, buddy, you didn't do what the law requires you to do to have the corporation. I can't use it to protect you. And he does what's called pierce the corporate veil. Wham, there you are, right back square one, naked as a jaybird. Everybody's a general partner again. You lose your house, your kids, your car, everything you own. That's the way 95% of them end up. They're trash. They're not worth the piece of paper they're written on. I go in and I sit you down. I teach you how to do the 16 things. They're not hard. But the lawyer didn't teach you how to do it because he's going to charge you an extra $1,000. They don't teach you how to do it on the internet. What we're talking about is what I've learned by experience. First time I took notes in a corporate meeting, man, I had 18 typewritten pages worth of notes. I sent these notes off to an old friend lawyer of mine. By the way, what we're talking about today is what I've learned by experience. Send these notes off to my old friend lawyer, and the old guy takes me over in the corner and he says, Phillips, and I got a tongue lashing. He said, son, your notes, they're no good. So I go in on the audios and I sit you down. And I teach you how to take minutes in your corporate meetings. Personnel area, finance area, planning area. Look, the art of a lawyer is to be able to write something so that it doesn't say anything. It's true, actually. But how many of you have already got corporation? How many of you would like to set up corporation or LLC or clean up the corporation LLC that you already have? Let me see you. I go in and I teach you how to do it. You do not backdate documents, okay, if you're going to clean it up. That's fraud. So I go in and I teach you how to do it. Second question, how many of you are going to commit to me to do it right? Let me see your hands. Come on, better see the same hands back up there. You're going to lynch your little necks, you understand? It's not hard. Somebody's just got to sit you down and teach you how to do it. The corporation, your little business, and that could be real estate. Your little business is your most important tax shelter. But your accountant's never brought you in, put his arm around you and says, you know, we need to teach you how to use your real estate. We need to teach you how to use your business as a tax shelter. I went out on the internet years ago and I was going to find out how to lower my adjusted gross income. How many of you know what adjusted gross income, AGI, is? If you're going to play the tax game, you got to lower your AGI. And I went out, there was nothing out there. So 15 years ago, I prepared a set. I don't have it here, I'm sorry. But it's called the Advanced Tax Tactics. And I give you 10 techniques in there to use your little business, your real estate, as tax shelters, which nobody teaches you how to do. How many of you would like to lower your taxes by 20%? That's a big deal, guys. That's the goal, 20 to 30%. I took a dentist the other day. He had a $400,000+ AGI. I dropped him to under $200,000. So when I say drop your AGI, I'm not talking 20 bucks. I'm talking 20,000, 100,000. But these 10 techniques in the Advanced Tax Tactics, I think it's $1,000. Somebody look it up on your phone and tell me what it is on the internet. Tell me at the end, okay? But at any rate, you have to understand the tax advantages. I do have another set here for you, and I talk about 4, 5, 6 laws in here that the IRS has given us. And these are great techniques. This, the Accumulation Preservation Wealth set, I talk about 70 laws. I go through and I give you the tax advantages and the asset protection aspects of each one of the laws. These are tax specific. This is benefit plans, retirement savings plans. How many of you have ever heard of Section 125? 401k? HSA? HRA? A few of you. These are all of the legal documents that are required to put those into place. There are almost 500 pages, single-space, 10-point type in here. These are you have to have the legal document. That's what the IRS says. You have to adopt the plan. For $5,000, how many of you would create a little business for me this year? How many of you have a little business already? Let me see your hands. Let me show you how we're going to get you an extra $5,000. I'm going to talk about a couple of them. We have all kinds. HSA is the one you've heard about. That's the health savings account. I don't use it for two reasons. One, you're extremely limited as to the amount of money that you can put in. And two, the insurance company has to control the money. And I don't like the insurance companies controlling my money. I'm going to teach you how to use an HRA. The neat thing about it is we're going to get you your $5,000. Let me show you. First thing you do is you sign the piece of paper. Take it out of the set here, sign it, okay? Now I have the legal plan. Then you go down, I have my regular checking account. Oh, by the way, you can't do this. Who has to do it? No, your business. This has to be a business, okay? How many of you have a business again? Let me see your hands. Okay, we can do it. The business signs the piece of paper. I have the business checking account. I set up a second checking account called the HRA account. It's same bank, okay? I move money from general checking to HRA checking. How much? There's no limit. For the last few years, I've been putting $25,000 a year in. You could put $3,000. I don't care. But you get a tax deduction in the business for every dime that you put into this checking account. That's pretty cool, huh, guys? So that's $25,000 that would have filtered down, been in my adjusted gross income at the end of the year. I've now moved it over here. It's out of my income stream. I can reimburse myself for all health-related expenses. I go down, I buy them, I submit the receipt. We do it quarterly in our office. And the secretary writes a check to reimburse all of these receipts out of this account. So I have now made all of my business, or excuse me, all of my medical expenses not tax deductible if you meet the 7.5% of AGI. No. This is make all medical expenses tax free. Did that save you money? So I've saved the tax on $25,000, or whatever I put in, and I've made all my medical tax free. So I put the $25,000 in. Let's say I only spend $8,000. That leaves $17,000 in the account. This is not a 125 plan. There's no use it or lose it rule. The $17,000 stays in that account. For the next 10 years, I'm putting my $25,000 away every year. 10 years from now, there's $300,000 in that account. I retire. What can I do with that $300,000? Not anything I want. I can reimburse myself for health-related expenses. Is long-term care health-related? Yes. Now, I've got the $300,000 in the account. I can invest it anywhere I want. There is no trustee to this. There is no nothing. I manage it. So I invested it. Oh, I can see your little wheels moving. I would not invest it directly in real estate. I would set up a company, have the real estate buy, or the company buy the real estate, and then have this move the money over to the company. You understand? But this is a source of income. You can invest it. It grows without a tax. This is a benefit plan. The law says I can get it back at any time. All I have to do is cancel a plan. I'm not going to get it back because not only have I made my $5,000, whatever is in that account is 100% asset protected. There isn't a judge in the United States that can take it away from me. This is an ERISA plan. I'm going to take the two questions, but these are the last two, okay? Quick. Well, an LLC is taxed. You get to choose how the LLC is taxed. You can have it taxed as if it is an S corp or a C corp under subchapter S or under chapter C. You can have an LLC taxed as a partnership. You can have an LLC taxed as a sole proprietorship. I go into great lengths because this is critical as to how you have these things taxed. Quick. Yes, sir. No, you can invest it all the way along. You do not have to just wait till you retire to invest it. You can invest it all the way along. Okay? But even after I retire, I'm going to keep this account because of the asset protection and because it grows without a tax. Okay? They may be attacking the retirement plans. They're talking about that in this big legislation they're voting on this morning. But they're not saying anything about the benefit plans. So in a way, the benefit plans are advantageous. But at any rate, how many of you are going to retire fat and sassy on Social Security? Hey, don't laugh at me, man. 95% of the people out on the street are going to do exactly that. If you're not going to retire, you've got to look at a lot of things. One of the things you can look at is a 401k. Your broker teaches you how to lose money. I'm going to teach you how to make money, okay? The neat thing about it is you can set it up. You take the piece of paper out of the set here and you sign it. That's a 401k plan. I now have a 401k plan. I do not need an IRS-approved trustee like I do for an IRA. It can be controlled by the 401k trust. And let me just show you the 401k trust. I think I can show you the 401k trust. There it is, right there. Whose name's going to go in as the trustee? You. Now you can put your $16,000 away, whatever it is. It grows without a tax. You can control it. You can invest it anywhere you want. Are you going to get ahead financially a little bit faster, yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. Are you going to get ahead financially a little bit faster? Yes or no?
Yes.
No. You're going to get ahead a lot faster.
There you go.
So, the 125, the HRA, you might know that I've just given you two ways that you can put a large amount of money away, get a tax deduction for it, and use it to invest in whatever you want. Did you catch that? These are cool. These are what the law requires, this piece of paper. I've set up the HRA plans, and I've charged anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000 to write that piece of paper for a company. What's the difference between the $5,000 and the $50,000 job? $45,000. 45 grand, yes, sir. Piece of paper is identical. It's what the law requires. Okay? So you've got all the pieces of paper, and on the thumb drive, you've got an additional 4 hours of audio CD or audio instructions where I sit you down and teach you how to use these. All right? How many of you can see where you might be able to HRA or 401k on your own? Let me see your hands. These are cool. These are cool. We just took a little detour and we talked about it. I want to go back to trusts. Lots of different types of trusts. Revocable, irrevocable, charitable, offshore, remainder, land trust. In fact, in the accumulation preservation wealth set, I have five different types of trusts for you. Let me introduce a couple of them to you for 2 seconds. First one I want to talk about is something called the children's trust. This is one that the Kennedys and Rockefellers and Hearst and all them rich boys use. Could you use one too? Yes or no? Yeah, I mean, I've got all the pieces of paper. I teach you step by step how to do it. There are two sets of laws in the United States. One set that rich people uses and one set that everybody else uses. If you're going to be rich, which set of laws do you have to use? The rich people set of laws. On the whether I have children or not, you do not need children. A lawyer will call us at 2503. What we're going to do is protect business equipment with it. I'm going to show you how to set up the trust. Then, I don't care what your business is. It can be real estate. You can have hammers and saws and a backhoe and whatever you want. I'm a lawyer. I got a desk, a file cabinet, and a computer. We move the equipment into the trust. What's the first question we ask whenever we move an asset? What's the tax? I've got to get it in there without the tax. Then the trust is going to rent the equipment. Who are they going to rent it to? You. You got to have you. Your LLC, your company, whatever it is. And your company pays the rent. You get a tax deduction for paying the rent, don't you? And it comes through the company down to the children, or through the trust down to the children, the parent, your favorite lawyer, whoever you want to support down here, okay? What's this called? Yeah, I know that, but what's it called? What am I doing? Shifting income. This is the second of the 13. This one's called the lease back. You're going to lease it back. You got to have a lease. So I've got equipment leases and real estate leases and everything for you. But there's your extra $5,000 to spend this year. Now, the equipment is in the trust. You go bankrupt. Business goes bankrupt. Can they get the equipment? Yes or no? No, they can't get that equipment. So next week after you go bankrupt, the equipment's still sitting there. What can you do? You don't sell it. What can you do? You back in business. You just protected the way you make your income. How many of you like protect the way you make your income? I mean, it's critical that you give yourself a chance to make a mistake and start over again. We don't forgive each other the way Mom and Dad did 30, 40 years ago. We sue each other to deaths. For Pete's sakes, take advantage of the opportunity I am giving you to protect the way you make your money. So we put a shield around your business, basically. And the equipment is the major value in most businesses. Dad dies, he didn't own the equipment, it's out of his estate. So we get the estate tax protection, the lawsuit protection, extra $5,000, all out of a simple trust called a 2503. How many of you can see where you might be able to use 2503 as part of your structure, your foundation? Let me see your hands. That's cool. I mean, what we've done here is we've protected the company. The lawyers are always worried about protecting you from what happens in the company. But what about the other way around? Wouldn't you like to protect the assets in your company? Those assets might be real estate, right? I mean, this is critical that you set it up properly. I have a good friend. This guy was actually my class, high school class president. Nicest guy in the world. He spent his life building a business. It's a good business. He and his sons operate the business, and actually he's retiring now, and his sons are buying him out a little bit at a time each year. You understand? That's his retirement. Well, my friend's also a real estate investor. You guys are real estate investors, aren't you? Now, he happened to marry one of the best business structure attorneys in our state. She set his business up years ago. He invests in the real estate. He has a piece of real estate in the south end of town. It was the drive-in theater. That's what they called them. Remember that? And there's a guard shack on it. And this basically homeless couple come to him about 2 years ago and say, we want to rent the guard shack. Will you rent it to us cheap? And so he has his third-party management company draw up a lease. How many of you have been bit when you've been trying to help somebody? Yeah. So they drop the lease, and this couple move into the guard shack. In the meantime, the city comes along and says, time out, time out. This isn't inhabitable. These people can't be here. I think it didn't have two entrances is what it was. And get them out. So the third-party management company gives them an eviction notice, but they don't move out. They stay there. And they're in bed smoking meth, and they burn the place down. They make it out. She goes back in for her purse. She doesn't make it back out. The state has literally charged my friend with murder one. He hasn't had the trial. They kick it down the street because of the COVID, okay? They're not going to get him because he didn't want to kill anybody. But her family is suing him. And they're going to get his business and they're going to get his real estate. The real estate was in his name. Now you say, we need to put it into the LLC or into the corporation or whatever it is. This wouldn't have made any difference in this case. His wife, the attorney, she never bothered to consider, how do I protect business from real estate and real estate from business? They don't think that way. Lawyers don't care if there's a mess. How do they make their money? Cleaning up the mess. So she said, you don't need to worry about asset protection with the real estate. Carry a big insurance policy, which he did. Insurance ain't going to cover this one, guys. And the way it's set up, he's going to lose the business and he's going to lose all of his real estate. I mean, I've met with him. I've met with he and his wife. There isn't much we can do about this. Because once the problem occurs, you can't go back and start to protect and do these things. When do you have to do them? No. When do you have to do them? The answer is now. Okay? But if they just, I'm upset about this because if they'd just done a couple of little tweaks like I show you how to do in the accumulation preservation wealth set, we would have saved the business and we would have saved all the real estate. They were using LLCs, they were using corporations, they were using all kinds of stuff, but they didn't put them together right. And you have to interface the stuff, and you have to interface it with the estate planning. The trust you're all going to find first is the Living Revocable Trust, the AB Trust, CB Trust, Family Trust, Loving Trust, I don't care what you call it. What you're doing with it is avoiding probate. Can I view probate with you for 2 seconds and then come down and talk about the trust? Yes or no, guys?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Went the wrong way. Probate. Let's say your dad has $800,000 estate. Dad's not rich. He's just got a house, bank account, car, a couple of CDs, 800 grand. Now, you've got to go to court when dad dies and prove that this is your real will. Prove all of this stuff. Probate is actually Latin for proof. It's going to cost you on the average of 3% of gross. So on the 800,000, that's 24, 25,000. This is what you pay the lawyer. It has nothing to do with taxes. It's going to take you on the average 1.5 years. You want to get into your dad's CDs before the year and a half's up? Fine, go to court, give me a special court order. Every time you go to court, who's faithfully standing by your side? This is the way he's making his 25, 100,000, whatever it is. Now, you can die with a living trust. The living trust will avoid probate. 1976, my father-in-law pays $8,500 for a living trust. He happened to get a good one. What's your chance of getting a good one from the lawyer or the internet? Fortune magazine runs an article on these trusts about once a year. Let me read from the last three paragraphs of this article. Another problem is finding an attorney with experience in living trusts. Apps. Now, Apps is a lawyer that writes a lot about trust. Apps says that what percent? 1% of American lawyers know how to draw them properly. That's not a good statistic, guys. It's just not a good statistic. I have written many books. I have taught many legal classes on living revocable trusts. You can do them. You can do them easy. I teach you how to do them. The problem is, the lawyer never teaches you how to do it. When I looked at my father-in-law's trust in the early 80s, he'd spent his $8,500 on nothing. Now, wait a minute. I told you he got a good trust. The lawyer hadn't taught him how to use it. Oh, you got to know my father-in-law. He sat there. He argued with me. Now, my lawyer, he's taught me how to use it. The lawyers never teach you how to use it. It's a conflict of interest. If they don't teach you how to use it, then they get the $8,500 for setting up the trust. And when you die, they get all of the probate. It's a double dip. It's a conflict of interest. Only like 6, 8, 10% of the trusts are ever funded. 94% of them go through probate. The trust has to be funded. That's only one of the things you have to do with it. On the audios, I go in for a couple of hours and sit you down and teach you how to use these trusts. By funded, I mean it has to own the stocks, bonds, cars, houses. Lady comes in to me, sits at my desk April 15. That tell you anything? Husband's died that year. She and her husband been living in the rest home for years. There's no house, there's no cars, there's no nothing. All this lady has is $100,000 in treasury bonds. She's been to the local banker and lawyer, and they said, oh, lady, you need a living revocable trust. So they gave her a very simple, single living revocable trust. And by the way, in the accumulation preservation wealth set, I have a nice set of single documents for singles. It's just as important that a single does this as a married couple, okay? But at any rate, all she had were these treasury bonds. And they said, we know what to do. The trust has to own the bonds. The way you get the trust to own the bonds is you sell the bonds and you buy them back in the name of the trust. What did they do? 50 years of interest clocks. There's no tax until you sell the bonds. The idiot banker and lawyer, they didn't know. All you do is take form out of the set here, request for issue United States saving bonds / notes. You send it into the Federal Reserve Bank. They change the name on the bond. No tax. So I have to go in and I have to teach you how to move all of these assets into the trust with no tax. What's the first question you ask? What's the tax? What's the tax? I mean, when you do this, you can avoid probate. That's easy. But there's something else. When you set all of these things up and make it work together, you can do anything you want. Right now, you get a great business deal. You get a great real estate deal. You're going, wow, I do this when I retire. It's over with. In the back of your mind, you're going, yeah, man, but if this doesn't work out, I could lose everything I own. As a matter of fact, with everything all stacked up like dominoes, wham, 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 all the way around the circle, you lose everything you own. But if you've taken some of it off over here, put it behind this legal shield, then everything's not all at risk all at once. How many of you would like to make it so it's not all at risk all at once? Let me see your hands. It's going to do something for you you don't understand. You can now afford to do the deal and not worry about losing everything. That's going to give you self-confidence. People will sense self-confidence in you, and they will start to bring you ideas and opportunities. That's when you're in a position to go out and make money faster than you ever thought possible. It's very subtle, but I've seen it happen over and over again. Well, you believe something, you begin to act a part. Ultimately, does it come to pass, yes or no? Yeah, you can do anything you want when you're properly protected. How many of you'd like to do your little business or do your real estate and make it so if it doesn't quite work out, you don't lose your house? Your house is one of the most complicated assets there is to protect. I go in great detail in the audios and teach you a couple of ways that we can protect the house. You can't put it into an LLC. You can't do this because it doesn't work. The taxes will screw you when you do that. But people, you have to think about this asset protection. You guys are real estate people. Do you recognize Mark O. Haraldson? How many of you remember Mark Haraldson? We got a number of the old, old guys. Sorry. Mark was the first real estate guru. He taught people how to do it. And he wrote the book Financial Genius. Mark and I sat down in the early 80s and we started to do asset protection for him. I will tell you, Mark has had a lot of business ventures. Some of them have done well, some of them have failed. But he has been able to continue on because this corner is isolated from this corner. It's shielded. Everything isn't all held together. And so Mark is now, he splits his time between Salt Lake and Kauai. He's one of the biggest real estate developers on Kauai. And by the way, that book, Financial Genius, that is chapter 2 in every first year MBA class in the United States. It is an excellent book. But Mark has done remarkable things, but he's failed. How many of you would like to be able to fail and still carry on? That's what we're talking about. But most people, they fail, it's over with. Let me show you where we're going to get started. What I'm going to do is build a foundation for you and then come back and put some bells and whistles on top. Is that okay? Yes or no? Okay, here we go. Every one of you needs a will. Can you write your own will? Yeah. You can write your own will. No problem. In fact, you're going to have to rewrite your will because your will and your living revocable trust have to talk back and forth to each other. But you put those two together, we can eliminate estate taxes. We haven't even talked about that. Most of you aren't worried about it. I don't know what Uncle Biden's going to do for us, but it doesn't look good, guys. We're going to avoid probate. How many of you'd like to avoid probate? Rest of you are idiots. How many of you own property in more than one state? Or know that mom and dad own property in more than one state? You realize there's a probate in each state? Either that or you bring it in under the living revocable trust. No probate anywhere. Great management tool. Whatever you write down, this piece of paper goes. You don't need a lawyer to write it for you. All you have to do is be able to write it so the next guys can understand it. Lady walks into me. She wants to leave $1 million to her cat. And I gulped real loud and I slid down under the table and I went, meow, meow. You want to leave $1 million to your cat? I don't care, okay? You're one of my students. That means you're using the accumulation preservation wealth set. You get me on the phone, I'll give you the language for the $1 million cat. No charge, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to make it so when you die, the cat gets the $1 million in trust. Then when the cat dies, somebody else gets the $1 million. The only problem is your cat's not going to live too long after you die. It's going to be, here, kitty, 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 woo! But that's okay. We can handle this. And the neat thing about it is the trust is private. Nobody ever knows you left your $1 million to your cat. I'm actually curious. How many of you are a lot more concerned about your privacy today than you were 10 years ago or whatever it is? It's becoming a major issue. I've actually created another set of materials for you called Winning the Identity Theft War. This one will be delivered to you electronically, okay? We do that now. But it's critical because when your identity is taken, cops could care less about this. Less than 1% of these are ever prosecuted. Unless you walk in, hand it to them on a silver platter, they ain't going to do anything. FTC says 15 million Americans are going to lose their identity this year. That means in the next decade, every one of you is going to have the opportunity. FTC says, on average, you're going to lose $3,000 out of your wallet. That's not what the merchants write. That's your money. FTC says, on average, you're going to spend 250 hours cleaning up the mess. That's 250 business hours. How many real estate deals could you do with 200? That's 6 weeks worth of time. How many real estate deals could you do in 6 weeks working full time? It's identity theft. How many of you like protect your identity? Let me see your hands. Use the identity theft war. $100, any one of you. I'll take your name and either your birthday or your address. One of those two pieces. I'll be back in an hour. I'm going to have your Social Security number. I'm going to have your mother's maiden name. I'm going to have a chunk of your banking information. Can we do this? Yes or no? It's easy, guys. Problem is, your identity's already gone. How many of you'd like to create a new identity? No, it's not what you think it is. Look, is an LLC an identity? Yes or no? Is a trust an identity? Yes or no? Here's your new identities. This is how to protect your new identities. When I go to the doctor, the guy's already got my Social Security number, but he ain't going to get the tax ID number for my LLC. Now that you understand, how many of you would like to create a new identity and learn how to protect it? Let me see your hands. It's just what you got to do, guys. Sorry about that. So the will and trust go together. The identity theft is critical. Durable power, haven't talked about it. That's the directive to the medical profession. The living will. I haven't talked about that either. This durable power of attorney, you sign one, mom signs one, dad signs one, everybody signs one. They sit over there in the filing cabinet. That's it. What this piece of paper says is under certain conditions, wham, that person's now incompetent. We don't have to go to court and have them declared incompetent. And whoever they've named in the piece of paper, that person has the legal right, the power, the authority, stand in, take over, take charge, do whatever they have to on behalf of a family member. What'd that just save your family when a family member has an accident, gets sick, goes to save you time, money, and what else? I'll take heartache and stress. Somebody said hell the other day. I like that one. You don't understand unless you've been there, guys. Lawyers don't make a lot of guarantees. I'll make an unconditional guarantee. You use the accumulation preservation wealth set. You do what I teach you how to do. I'll guarantee you it's worth every effort you make, every dime that you spend, just for the peace of mind. It's worth it. If for no other reason alone than that, it's worth it. The next one is the living will. This is your basic foundation. Living will is the directive to the medical profession. Do you plug me in, unplug me, let me die? On at least two occasions, in the middle of the night, they called Christy, my wife, to the hospital. We're only 27 years old. We have three children. They get her to the hospital, they don't bring her to my office, or to my room, they bring her to the administrator's office. And they sit her down and say, okay, this situation, do we give up and let him die, or do we keep going? 27. We'd never talked about this. Christy was alone when she made those decisions. By the way, I think she made the right decisions. But since Karen Quinlan case, Supreme Court says you got to have a piece of paper. This piece of paper, you go home, you discuss it with your family. I talk about it on the audio so that you can know what to do. But these are your basic foundation. You don't have this basic foundation in place already. You didn't know about it. You now know about it. And I understand it is expensive. These are national averages. Bottom line is you're going to spend about $5,000. You're going to spend that. Your mom and dad, they're going to spend it. Your brother and his wife, they're going to spend it. It goes all the way around the circle. I'm a copyright attorney. Accumulation preservation wealth set is copyrighted. But when you use it, I give you license. I give you permission to use it up and down within the family. Because I understand this isn't something just you have to do. How many of you know if somebody else in the family needs to do a little of this work? Use the accumulation, do it for yourself. And then the funny thing is, his mom and dad's trust looks about like her mom and dad's trust. Looks about, well, does a lawyer create a new piece of paper for everybody that walks in off the street? No. It's what the law requires. You can change how you distribute your property when you die, and I gave you all the examples on the audios, but no, you can do this. And I don't care, frankly, how many of you have a little business with a couple of employees? Let me see your hands. Get it. You can give it to the employees and let them use it. I don't care. I want to get it done. Okay? Here at the OREA event, personal planning section, business planning section, 14 hours of audio CDs. This set is $19.99. That's less than a couple of hours of my billable time in any one of those documents. This is just the basic foundation. Now, can I come back and put some bells and whistles on it? Yes or no? Okay, let's do it. We got a limited liability company. This is the most flexible tool that we have. This is the way you're going to lower your AGI, probably. And we'll use the advanced tax tactics and teach you how to really drop your AGI. Corporations, C or S. I don't care if you have a C or S. Doesn't matter to me. In fact, I'm very careful on the audios to give you the disadvantages of everything. The problem is you walk in off street and say, hi, here I am, Mr. Lawyer. I got to incorporate. They're not going to talk you out of it because they don't get paid until you incorporate. You might not want to incorporate. So I'm very careful to go in and give you the advantages and disadvantages. Isn't it just as important you know the disadvantages? Maybe more important. I teach you how to go in and work with lawyers. You ought to be able to work with any lawyer in your hometown half hour minimum for free if you know the legal system. Well, if you understand the stock system, if you understand the real estate system, can you always do better than a guy who doesn't know what he's doing? Yes or no? For Pete's sakes, take advantage of the opportunity I'm giving you to learn the legal system. This is the most powerful system we have in our nation today. I go in and I teach you how to bargain with lawyers. Are lawyers' fees set? Nope. You ought to be able to save thousands, tens of thousands of dollars during your lifetime. How many of you have ever used a lawyer before? Well, how many have been used by a lawyer before? No, I want you to learn how to use the law. You use the law, you make more money. It's that easy. We've got the partnership agreements, family limited partnership. We shifted the income up and around. We got an extra $5,000. We protected the building from your accident out on the street, and we got everything out of the estate. The children's trust. We got another $5,000 by shifting the rent from the, what did we protect in this one? The equipment, the business. We protected that, and we got an extra $5,000. We protected the equipment, and we got it out of the estate. I didn't even talk to you about the insurance trust. How many of you would like to protect your life insurance from estate taxes, income taxes, lawsuits, everything? Let me see your hands. This is the tool that you're going to use. You take it out of the set. You sign it. You notarize it. You do have to change a couple of words on your insurance contract. Do not call your insurance agent. I teach you how to do it. Call your insurance agent. What's he going to do? Sell you more insurance. lease agreement. You guys are all doing leases, aren't you? My real estate lease, and here's what I call my kitchen sink lease. Got everything, including the kitchen sink, in it. This is a reference set. Anytime you want to write a lease, fine. Go take it off shelf, open it up. There's your lease. I'll charge you $1,000 you come to my office to write this lease for you. In fact, I'll charge you $1,000 every time you come to the office to write the lease for you. But you're welcome to use this one over and over again. What you do is listen to the audio CDs. Now you've all got a lease right now, right? Read through, take out the pieces that supplement your lease. That's probably the way you're going to use it. And I explain them all, each piece, on the audio discussion so you know what you're doing with it. Oh, independent contractor. This is Asset Protection 101 for every one of you with a small business or doing real estate. Never hire a guy as an employee if you can get him as an independent contractor. Now, I'm worried about this right now because they have just put out notice. You can go look on the government website. They are hiring 87,000 more IRS agents. This is going to be one of the targets. So I've got a check. I've got a 37-point checklist. You go through. If you can qualify the guy, get him as an independent, not as an employee. Single documents, just as important that a single person does all this as a couple. I've got all of forms, everything for single peoples. And actually, I've got two or three different types of trusts for couples. I've actually got about five types of trusts, different versions of living revocable trusts on the audio for you, on the electronics. Transfer documents, I teach you how to get all of your house, boats, cars, everything, checking accounts, savings accounts, into the trust. The lawyer will charge you $750, $1,000 to do it for you the first time. But you've got to do it all through your life. You've just got to understand how to do it. Bottom line is, you've got $16,000 worth of legal work there, plus the original six. You have over $21,000 worth of legal materials in the accumulation preservation wealth set. All my legal documents, 14 hours of audio CDs that show you step by step how to use all these documents. These are the documents that rich people use. You ever notice something about the rich? The rich just get richer. There's a reason for that. The rich, like I say, they use these laws and then they leverage. You can give your average lottery winner dude his $1 million. In 1 year, he's going to be broke. If he doesn't have these tools, he doesn't understand the rules to the game. If you don't have the tools and you don't understand the rules of the game, you can't play the game. You'd be broke, just like everybody else. In the mid-80s, I was called in to help a man start a business. And it was a good business. By the early 90s, he was making over $90 million a year. But it was an extremely leveraged business. He had to put millions of dollars in it every week to make it work. January 17th, 1991, I was in Martha's Vineyard, actually doing work for this guy. What happened? January 17th, 1991. The Gulf War started. We had never seen a war. CNN was doing wall-to-wall coverage. People, I mean, the United States had declared war. We were scared. Do you remember? People's financials changed in 48 hours. This man's business went from 60,000 miles an hour to zero in 48 hours. No fault of his. There were lots of lawsuits. This guy owed everybody money. He owed the post office $2 million. The attorney general came in and actually consolidated all the cases and prosecuted it. That's a little weird. But the first day in court, I remember it. The first thing that happened is this man's wife, what I had done is I had had him move all of his profits each year out of his business over into a business that his wife owned. And the attorney general named the wife in the lawsuit. So where's all the money? Tell me. It's in her company. She doesn't have anything to do with his company. First thing that happened is her attorney stands up and says, "Your Honor, there is no allegation in these complaints that the wife did anything wrong. We move that the case be dismissed against her with prejudice." Judge turned to the attorney general and said, "Well?" Attorney general says, "Well, I don't know. No." And the judge says, "Case dismissed with prejudice." The lady and her wife and her attorney stood up, walked out of court. There was an audible whisper. "There goes the money." The last time I saw this guy was in his penthouse on Maui's Kaanapali Beach. They were in their mid-50s. They didn't work another day in their life. This guy had taken the time to protect his wife and his kids and his lifestyle when things were going good, before he even started. It's only really smart people that protect it when it's going good. Because once the disaster occurs, you can't look back and see it. You can't go back and fix it. That's the problem. You just can't do it. The second set of materials, benefit plan, retirement savings plans, all the forms, 4 hours of audio CDs, here at OREA, it's $6.99. Now, when you use either one of the sets, I've got a couple of commitments I'll make to each of you. First of all, I have a letter for each of you. Well, for some of you anyway. Now, I understand you're going to be talking to your accountant, your CPA dude. You're going to have a question about all this stuff. You call your local lawyer up asking the answer to the question. What's he going to do? Charge you. I'm going to charge you two. Minimum, $75 an hour. Minimum, $75 for the phone call. I'm more than $75 an hour. But at any rate, you call, you identify yourself in my office the way the letter tells you how to identify yourself. At that point, you are not my client. You are my student. I am more than happy to answer the question. There is no charge. How many of you would like to be able to call, ask the questions, no charge? If it's a tax question, the secretaries will divert you to the tax department in my office. That's headed by a young man who was a special agent, special auditor of the IRS for 8 years. He's really good. So if it's a legal question, I'll take it. That's my job. How many students do I have in here already? We've got enough. Raise your hands. Are you guys getting the newsletter? If you're not getting the newsletter, come to the back and fill out a form to get the update newsletter. It's a printed newsletter, comes out every month, okay? But it's critical you have a sounding board that you can work off of. This is a letter that I've received from Yuma, Arizona a while back. Let me read the last paragraph. It says, Lee, your material. That's the accumulation preservation of wealth set. Your material is 80 numerable times. You're going to use it over and over. You just don't use it once. Your base information, give me knowledge, influence, transactions, stand tall with the legal profession on many occasions. When you know what the law is, you don't have to go in and cower down and say, well, yes, sir, Mr. Lawyer, I guess that's the way it's got to be. You walk in and say, no, sir, Mr. Lawyer, it's going to be this way, this way. Well, how many of you like to control your lawyer? That's all. How many of you like to control your lawyer? That's what we're doing. My actions as a real estate broker and business consultant have been enlightened. It doesn't matter what you do. The law touches everything you do. If you can understand the law, you can make more money, you can protect what you're doing, it just levels out. Lee, without the information and material, it would have been impossible to accomplish what I've done. Without this basic structure, this foundation in place, it will be impossible for you to build a large financial fortune. You can't build a financial fortune from the roof down. You have to have the structure first. When you use the accumulation preservation of wealth set, you're going to notice something, by the way. 380 pages, single space type. Those are all signature lines. Other than the signature lines, there are no blanks in this set. Ever tried to fill out a form and not knowing what's supposed to go in the blank? No problem, no blank. These are unique forms. The LegalZoom forms and all of that stuff, they're pitching to the lowest common denominator. I allow you, with the audio instructions, to sit down and customize, not put your name in, but customize these forms to do what you need to do. That's a huge difference, guys, from what you get off the internet. And it has my name, my wife's name, our address, our kids. The other reason is the computer can easily search my name, replace your name, wife's name, address. You understand what I'm doing? I'm making it as easy as I can for you guys. You won't get it any easier than this. Let me review for you exactly what you've got here. If I get the screen up. We've got the accumulation preservation of wealth set. All forms, 14 hours of audio CDs. Here at the event, $19.99. You can call up any other time. Vina's office can get it for you, $24.99. Benefit plan, retirement, savings plan, $6.99. Call up any other time, $9.99. The computer disc is only $200 here at the event. However, there's catch. The computer disc, all of the documents on electronic format, they only come with the full accumulation preservation of wealth set. I don't give it to you separately. be like giving you a gun, not telling you what it is. You got to know how to use it or it doesn't work. ID theft, 159 here at the event. However, there is a catch on that. That is the companion to this as well. There's no charge on the letter. No charge when you call. However, the letter is only available to those people who pick up the set immediately after I get through speaking. Did anybody look up the advanced tax tactics? What is it on the internet? Oh, you guys are slow. I think it's $1,000. How many of you'd like the advanced tax tactics as well? I usually don't do that. Teaches you how to lower your adjusted gross income. I will include that in this. I mean, this is the most important, in your financial careers, this is the most important investment you're going to make. Roy Stein, one of my students, this guy's an architect, using the accumulation preservation of wealth set. He built schools. And one day the school district, or the school teachers in the school district started to have a war. And the school teachers all called in sick. And the superintendent says, what's the matter with you? And they say, well, the air conditioning at school, it's making us sick. Now, the EPA health department, everybody goes in, nothing wrong with the air conditioning. Yet one night on the nightly news, they're interviewing the superintendent, and they says, well, there's got to be something wrong with the air conditioning. We're going to sue the architect. I got a call that night after the nightly news. Guess who's on the phone? Who's on the phone, guys? No, it was a trick question. His wife. She only has two questions. Am I going to lose my house? Am I going to lose all my savings? It was neat. At that point, I said, no, look. You've been a student for a long time, I know. We've moved everything out and around behind the shield, protect it. They can't get to it, go back to bed. Well, when these disasters strike, when you get sued, you don't sleep for 3 weeks. Unless you've done your homework in advance, and then you say, don't worry about it, go back to bed. You can't be like Dr. Davis. Dr. Davis, one of my friends, he was in a horrible accident. He was burnt very badly. He lived for 2 days after he was burnt. Whole two-day period. Army lawyers in his hospital room. We had to go in. We had to try to move everything out and around behind the shield, protect it. We didn't make it, by the way. Family lost a lot of money. Oh, don't get me wrong. We saved a lot of money. But even more important than the money, look at that scene. All these lawyers in the hospital in the last 2 days. Who's supposed to be in the hospital in the last 2 days? Not a bunch of lawyers. All together too often. I will literally spend the last 20 minutes with a man or a lady who's dying, trying to get him to sign a piece of paper. Because a piece of paper is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to them. Or with the family out in the hall trying to get something put together, that's not the way it's supposed to be. When they walk in, stand alongside the x-ray table and say, oh, by the way, you've only got 2 to 3 weeks to live. You never ask this question. Could I do another fixer-upper? You do ask yourself certain questions at that time. In fact, subconsciously, you ask yourself these questions all the time. Ask yourself right now, do I have a will? Does it do what it's supposed to do for me? Do I have a living revocable trust? Going to eliminate probate? Avoid state taxes? Ask this. Am I in a position where I can use these tools and I can give my family an extra 5, 10, 15 grand this year? No more work, no risk. Ask this. If I were to have an accident today on the way home, my tenant were to sue me, is my family going to lose a lot of what I've worked my whole life to give them? These are the questions you ask yourself. Ask yourself two more. Can I afford to wait any longer to do this work? Can my family afford to have me wait any longer? And the answer is no. I really do want to work with each one of you. I'll help you any way I can. For the next 10 minutes here in the room, I'm going to make the accumulation preservation wealth set, all the forms, benefit plan, retirement savings plan, computer disk, the ID theft material, and the letter available to each one of you. This is a total package price, okay? I'm also going to include a $500 certificate to a two-day boot camp that I hold. How many of you would like to spend 2 days with me and learn about this stuff? I do that. There's a $500 certificate for you. I haven't talked about it. Vina asked me if I would do that, so it's there for you. We're going to make the $19.99 tax deductible, right? You're in a 30% tax bracket. That means the IRS will help you with about $700. So we've got the $500 coupon, the $700, and I'm going to include, how much did anybody look up the advanced tax tactics yet? $7.99. Okay. $7.99. So
I'll include that. So you've got $700 in taxes, $799. Bottom line is you've got more in bonuses than you've got in cost. So let me go to the back with you. The advanced tax tactics and the letter are only available to the people who pick up the set now in the room here, all right? By the way, everything comes in a nice little beach bag here. I actually saw one on the beach the other day. Got kind of excited about that. How many of you have a business again? Let me see your hands. We can make it a business expense. Let me go to the back and help you. How many of you have real estate? We can make it a real estate expense. Those are easy. So let me go to the back and work with you on that. The $500 boot camp I do 5 or 6 times a year. And you'll get notice. Where? Right now they're virtual. But I usually either do them in Florida or Utah. Okay, on the receipt, if you want it to be a business expense, do you have receipts here? Let me hand you this. Can I have some receipts? Yeah, those things. Just give me, here's a bunch. Okay, on the receipt, hey, listen up, everybody. On the receipt, you're going to fill out, who needs a receipt? You're going to fill out your name. Use a business name if you have one. Yeah, like your LLC. Who needs another one? Behind me. And then what you're going to do is write your personal name there because Vina wants to know who you are. And if you want to make it a business expense where it says product description, don't write down Lee Phillips stuff. That isn't going to get you tax deduction. If you have a business, write down small business legal forms plus software. If you have real estate, write down real estate legal forms plus software. Can you leave that? I'm going to have you leave that for a minute. I don't want it shut. Leave it right there. Okay. So you're going to write down real estate legal forms plus software.
Can I get lunch and come back? Because the lawyer is all the way down there.
What's that? If you're nice, you're nice. Can I get some more forms?
Can I get a form?
Can you get a form? Let me give you a form.
And I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have your package.
Look, I don't care who's saying this. I don't want this line cut off right now. They are not to put this there. Do you understand? You're going
to
cut your sales in half. You want to do that?
I really don't want to, sir.
Yes, Lee, I have the package.
Everybody come down here in this room, can you? Can you give me receipts? Let me get some receipts.
They're all gone here, they said.
How many do we have any more receipts? You guys? Can you? I've got 20, 50 people who want them. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Good. Okay, who needs receipts?